operator here, and that there was a girl that died, and they were sending her a trunk of clothes home. And it was taken out of the depot and took to his house. Uh-huh. It was a dead girl's trunk, and that night, the girl had on a dress that was in the trunk, and she was sitting out on the porch. Now, my mother told that. And she said that while she was sitting on the porch, that pine bark and all pine burrs and all come falling in on her, you know, in the porch. And she get up and go in the house and said that she claimed it would follow her, you know. Uh-huh. Everywhere she'd go, everywhere it was, would follow her and torment her. And they could, it run on so long until she had a pretty dish that was in that trunk. Uh-huh. And my mother was there one day, and she said she brought it downstairs and showed it to her. And said, well, she went back and put it in the trunk and said it weren't long before it fell at her feet and burst it all to pieces. And they could put meat in the pots and put in stuff to cook, you see, and it'd go out and go all around the house and fall.
God.
It was awful.
How weird. Mm. You think it really was a ghost?
Well, it must have been. And they said that they used to keep drummers. Have drummers.
Drummers?
Uh-huh. They'd come drummers, and it was a regular place for drummers to stop. Uh-huh. And my mother said there was blood on the walls of the house, and it would never wash off.
Oh,
they thought maybe,
scary.
You know, there was something else dead there.
Well, has the ghost disappeared now? Is it bothering
you? Yeah, after they all moved off and died out.
And how long ago was that?
That was when before I was born.
Uh-huh. So all that's a long
my
time
mother,
ago.
My mother, my
mother. So nobody's been bothered by a ghost in long?
No. Uh-huh. And this woman, Ms. Riley, lives right there in front of the place, and she says that some of them claim they could see lights at night, you know, right over there at that place.
Well, does that scare her?
No, she said she's never seen no light. Uh-huh. Never seen anything.
She sounds like a very sensible person.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it might all been talk, or it could have been my nephew was trying to get a book on search of ghosts.
Uh-huh.
But he never did get enough information.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Well, that's certainly interesting.
He wrote a book on tar pits and turpentine.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
And it certainly did fit out, just like the old colored people was being treated, you know,
uh-huh.
Beat them out of what they made,
uh-huh.
This, that, and the other. It did, it brought it all in.
Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, does he live around here, your nephew?
No, he lives in Texas.
Uh-huh.
He never did get enough information to finish the book.
Uh-huh. Well, that's too bad, because that would have been an interesting book.
He wasn't going to bring it in as a search of ghosts, he was going to bring it in as something else.
Yeah, but he was still going to get the idea.
A lot of them didn't. These searches, you mentioned it, make them mad.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she mentioned it. I didn't hear it. I didn't know anything about it. And I asked her the same thing I asked you.
Well,
you know?
She's related.
Well, I guess we better get back to the question now. What do you call something that brings bad luck?
Well, they say sweeping out a house after sundown is bad luck.
Well, do you have a word, though, for all things that bring bad luck? Like a jinx or a hoodoo or a voodoo, something like that?
No.
Don't use any of those. Well, how about a person who brings bad luck? Do you have a name for a person who brings bad luck?
Not as I know of.
Okay. What do you call a child whose mother and father aren't married?
Living in adultery.
Well, what do you call the child, though?
Well, I don't know. We call it, if they hadn't ever one married, it would be a gentleman.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
To the undertakers.
Okay. What do you call the box or the case where a dead person is put for burial?
A coffin box? Would you call it that?
Mm-hmm. What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
You mean a cemetery?
Uh-huh. What do you call a